The Food and Drugs Authority has justified its decision to blacklist products from Blaze Pharma Limited. A senior regulatory officer at the Drugs Division of the FDA, Isaka Collins, told Radio Ghana that products from the company are fake. The FDA is therefore entreating all pharmacists, hospitals and licensed chemical sellers to send back all such products to the manufacturer.
The FDA is saying that we've blacklisted Blaze Pharma, meaning we don't want to see any of their products on the Ghanaian market, based on the fact that they import fake medicine onto the Ghanaian market and then other unregistered products onto the Ghanaian market. So we are giving directives that the hospitals, pharmacies, chemical shops, which have any products coming from Blaze Pharma, we are entreating them to send them to the supplier, where they should send those products to the supplier. And as we speak, the FDA officials have intensified surveillance to also get some of these products from the shelf. Like you said, we don't want to create any inconvenience for individuals doing their business. That is why we are directing that they should voluntarily send those products to the suppliers so that the FDA can pick those products from the supplier.
If you said Blaze Company, they are producing or distributing fake products, have you conducted any tests on their product to determine whether they were fake or not?
On the issue of conducting tests on a product, let me just clarify something. If you look at regulations regarding pharmaceutical products, because pharmaceutical products are not ordinary articles of commerce, we don't have to take risks. The person is not supposed to bring in products onto the Ghanaian market and then expect the regulator to go and pick samples to analyze them to determine whether they are fake or not. In one instance, the director for Blaze Pharma, Mr. S.N. Kamath, admittedly and then signed an undertaking that he is sorry for importing fake medicines onto the Ghanaian market. Having said that, pharmaceutical products, when even the pharmaceutical products are genuine, assuming they are of good quality, and then documentations are forged on the products, then it makes the product fake. In the first place, could you imagine if the FDA should say that people should bring in products onto the Ghanaian market to come and sell, and the FDA will go and pick samples to analyze? Could you imagine the number of, let's say, substandard medicines that will come into this country and then the harm is going to cause to Ghanaians?
Mr. Isaka also indicated that the FDA is making efforts to report the activities of Blaze Pharma in Ghana to the World Health Organization.
We are saying that we've blacklisted the Blaze Pharma. We are also taking measures to inform WHO, World Health Organization, about the activities of Blaze Pharma in Ghana. It is very important for us to do that because the FDA Ghana is a member of the WHO, World Health Organization, and if we ban Blaze Pharma from importing any of their products onto the Ghanaian market and we don't alert our sister agencies in the other countries, then what will happen is that you have products from Blaze Pharma going into those countries and then they will also find their way onto the Ghanaian market.
Mr. Isaka cautioned the public against patronizing drugs being sold on board vehicles.
It is the consumers that are patronizing those drugs. So we have to continue with our educational programs. Let the consumers know that it is not safe for them to source products from those guys selling in buses and what have you. And this even brings an issue whereby a family got some concussion and it has caused them to lose their lives. It is not advisable. So I think that when we break that point of sale, and if the person selling is not getting the consumer to buy, I think they will stop that business. But let me assure the Ghanaian public that it is not allowed for people to sell medicines in buses, carry those drug peddlers who carry the drugs in boxes, and then they move from market to market, lorry stations and what have you. It is not safe. Individual lives are precious to us as regulators, and you as a consumer, you also have to be very cautious. Medicines are not ordinary articles of commerce, where if it is a shoe you buy and the size is small, you can go back to change it. But when this medicine goes into your system, if you are not going to have therapeutic failure, if you are not going to have exacerbation of diseases, the viruses or the bacteria are not going to be resistant to the medicines, you can lose your life.
Senior Regulatory Officer at the Drugs Division of the Food and Drugs Authority, Collins Isaka, talking to Bubu Klinogo.